This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning, 2nd District Congressman Cliff Bentz on with us. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Kyle, it's great to be with you again.
So let's talk about this announcement of a couple of days ago that you're going to be leading a Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries Subcommittee hearing next Tuesday. This goes back to something we talked about recently regarding the Lower Snake River dams. Tell us more about what's going to be going on.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for giving the opportunity to share with you a chance for folks that want to go online and watch on C-SPAN or otherwise, a congressional hearing. I'm holding one on the committee I have the privilege of chairing, which, as you mentioned, was the Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries Subcommittee of Natural Resources, and at 2 o'clock next Tuesday, and of course, that's Eastern time, we will be reviewing the Biden administration's decision through its, it's called the CEQ, but it's the Council on Environmental Quality. And it's a group that is situated in the White House, and that they're driving and coordinating a I call it a scheme to ultimately get rid of the 4 lower Snake River dams that right now at a peak power generate about 3,300 megawatts. Generally, it's more like 1,000, but it's clean power, and more importantly, the dams are paid for. They require upkeep, of course, and maintenance, but they're paid for. And so why we would want to tear them out, throw them away, or even more likely, they're looking for a federal court order to operationally make these dams not dams any longer, just rocks in the middle of the stream. Anyway, our hearing is designed to bring in energy folks, co-ops and districts that utility districts that sell BPA power to people and explain the impact this would have.
Now, are you seeing this trend with the Biden administration for dams in other parts of the U.S. as well?
Well, my goodness, of course, they're responsible for the removal of the 4 or the partial removal so far of the Klamath dams. 4 of them, one's already gone, and 3 others are on the chopping block. Now, those are privately held dams. The ones on the Snake River are publicly held dams. And so what they're trying to do, what the Biden administration is trying to do, is start a kind of a process of removing dams across the nation and taking away one of the major benefits that the Northwest have, which is low and inexpensive, clean power. And so it's ridiculous to see what they're doing, and the purpose of my hearing is to call that out.
And you termed this the deindustrializing of America. Talk more about that.
Well, what's happening is somewhere along the line, the Democrats, at least in the Biden White House, have decided that the dams, which are used to be a signal of progress and the ability to generate power, so we weren't still in the Stone Age, that those were bad, and that they need to be thrown away. And it's quite odd. If you look at the Klamath situation, they set aside $450 million, $500 million to take the dams out. There's never a peep about the value of the dam itself. And those dams have been in for a long time, and thus they've been paid for. And just throw them away with no remark at all upon the millions or if not billions of dollars of value of that infrastructure is really a reflection of how wealthy this country is, that it can just suddenly destroy billions of dollars worth of infrastructure. So that's why I call it the deindustrialization of the Northwest.
So if the lower Snake River dams were ultimately taken out, how does that impact the availability of power, particularly here in the Northwest?
Yeah, so as I indicated, about 33 megawatts is the peak power generating capacity of those 4 dams. They don't operate at that level all the time. But I tell you, when power is needed in California, as was the case when it's really, really hot or really cold, they call upon us. California calls upon Oregon and Washington and Idaho to send power down to California. And then we, of course, crank those dams up to the full 33 megawatts. If those dams are not there, then where do you get that instant ability to generate power? Because these dams, although for the most part they are run-of-the-river dams, they are reliable, clean, firm power, which is the most important thing when you walk into your house and hit the light switch. You want those lights to come on. And if you don't have power, whatever you have in your freezer is going to, you know, thaw out. You sit in the dark, find those candles in the drawer someplace. We don't want that as the future of the Northwest.
And as I recall from our last discussion, I don't have it in front of me right now, but you had made a comment regarding whether the administration actually had the legal authority to take this action.
You're right. So if you look carefully at the National Environmental Protection Act, NEPA, you'll find how the CEQ, the Council on Environmental Quality, situated in the White House, was set up. And the idea was that the CEQ would oversee process, not what these agencies were doing, but the process of making sure that there was transparency and that the people who were going to be affected were appropriately protected and that you followed the Administrative Procedures Act, the APA. That's what the CEQ was supposed to do. But instead, the CEQ has become a political arm of the president. And what he's trying to do is have the CEQ take over and design these top-down approaches to making everything better as the elitists in the White House think they should be. And that's why if you look at the mediation document that was cranked out reflecting their plan to take out these dams, you'll see all kinds of expenditures and other things that are designed to try to make the world better, none of which falls within the purview of the CEQ. So that's what I mean by saying they overstep their boundaries.
Now, is this issue coming down as sort of a Democrat versus Republican position, or are you seeing support for your position from across the aisle?
I think that's a really good question. I talked to several of the Democrats on the committee yesterday and even as recently as this morning. And we'll see how they choose to play this at the hearing, because, of course, they'll be there on Tuesday. And we'll see if they have the courage to stand up and say, hey, we're going to take away clean, reliable, firm power, and we're going to replace it with solar panels and windmills. And maybe the wind will blow. And at night, I'm not sure where we're going to get the power with those solar panels. But if they want to go ahead and defend that kind of future, well, you know, I guess they can. But we haven't even touched upon, of course, navigation, which if those dams go out, then too bad for Idaho's port, too bad for the people trying to send bargefuls of wheat down that river, because they're going to be out of luck. And so not only should we be talking about power, we should be talking about transportation and navigation.
Yeah, talk more about the potential impact on agriculture if this move is eventually made.
So thousands of tons of wheat are placed on barges in Idaho and down in through Washington to make their way to the Oregon-Washington coast and then to be shipped overseas. And the amount of wheat that makes its way down is astoundingly important to the farmers of the Northwest and also to the people around the Pacific Rim countries. Take away the ability of these barges to flow up and go up and down the river is ridiculous. Ridiculous for a whole bunch of reasons, Kyle, because we've spent as a country millions and millions of dollars on the lock system in these dams to maintain the level of water necessary for river traffic. And to, again, throw that all away, it's just ridiculous. And so the impact on farmers would be enormous. The cost of shipping wheat out would in many cases, make it simply not financially feasible to keep on farming. And so this is a great big deal. And, again, I'm very, very happy to be holding this hearing to try to throw light on it.
And, again, that's next Tuesday, and we've got a link to watch it with our website at 541radio.com. Congressman Cliff Bence, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
8:41 at the Morning Report.